Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and I'm at the co-production market New Cinema Network, and today I'm in company of Fabio Mollo, very well known among our listeners, who's presenting here his project White Shadow. So welcome, Fabio. Thank you for being again with us.
Thank you for having me.
So White Shadow, so you're back in where sort of everything started for your previous film, The South is Nothing. So I guess that the New Cinema Network formula works for you.
Absolutely. I was here in 2011 with the script of my first feature film, South is Nothing. And it started here, and it was very useful to it was my first experience in a market. And it was back then. It was called La Fabbrica dei Progetti, the project factory, and it was great because it was a way of developing the project at the same time in the market, pitching it to potential producer, distributor, and it was very, very useful also to understand what kind of film, how to make an international film. And now I'm back here. I'm very happy to be back here. I feel old because I was back. I was here in 2011, and now I'm back here again. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm so much older than back then. But it's great because I have here my new project, White Shadows, which it is actually an international project because it's already a co-production between Italy and Canada, and it will be shot in English. So being back here, it's very inspiring as well, because we are understanding even right here, right now, how to make my first and maybe last English-spoken language film.
Yeah, but so we can say that you sort of learn things from your previous experience that you're applying now, and this is kind of like changing the way you're like talking to potential co-producers. What do you think?
Yeah, it is changed a lot because obviously back then I was very inexperienced, so I was like, you know, I thought everybody I was meeting, it was a chance, an opportunity, and a potential partner. And right now I understand that actually, you know, making a co-production film, it's not just a matter of liking the other partner or just, you know, wanting him to be involved in your project, but it's actually finding what is the best for your project and actually can help you to make a better film.
So let's talk about White Shadow. So where does it all start?
It started actually last summer. I was in New York with a scholarship at the New York Film Academy. And this is before actually South is Nothing premiered in Toronto. So a few months before. And I wrote the first draft of White Shadows. I thought it was just going to be just an exercise to write something in English. And then I met Andrea Paris and Matteo Rovere, producer from Ashen Film, before they came out with Smetto Quando Voglio, I Can Quit Whenever I Want. So we wanted to, we want to work together before my film and their film came out. So, and we liked the project, they liked the project, they liked the idea to try to make it in English, and we were scared and thrilled by it, the idea of trying to do it. And then at the Berlinale, we met Julia Rosenberg, who became later our Canadian co-producer. And by the time we were in Cannes, they were in Cannes, I wasn't there, they were in Cannes, they actually agreed to make the film together. And this summer, few months ago, between August and September, we were actually already in Canada, location scouting with Julia in North Ontario. And after that, I was at the Toronto Film Festival again at the Talent Lab, and we presented the project as well in the industry there. And this is actually when I realized that it might be happening. It's coming to a shape that we love, and we're getting excited about it. And we keep our finger crossed, and we're working on hopefully to shoot next year.
But you're again working with teenagers, if I'm correct.
Yes, I am. I know, it's an obsession. No, it's just, I'm working with teenagers. Yeah, the actually, it's a film with only three characters, and the two of them are teenagers, the brother and sister, and the father is actually, it's in the film, but, you know, it's not that important as much as they are. And, yeah, I think it's fascinating the way how adolescents, it's a way of understanding the world we live in, from a different point of view. A point of view that maybe we used to have, and growing up we kind of lost. And it's good to kind of put yourself in contact with that point of view back again. And I think it's also very inspiring when you work with teenager actors, because they're so much alive and so much fresh, and they bring so much to the table all the time with the performances. So I'm really, really thrilled to do it again.
So why Shadows? If I read from your director's statement, the idea Why Shadows comes from an article you wrote, the story about this girl that I remember, that for 8 years she was kidnapped, and for 8 years she lived segregated in a basement of a kidnapper. And after that, when she finally decided, because she could leave before apparently, when she finally decided that she wanted to be free, her kidnapper committed suicide. And after that, she decided to buy the house in which she had lived all those years. And they said that she had the Stockholm syndrome. So from that, you created a new story.
Yeah, I think I think each one of us has a little Stockholm syndrome. I mean, because I think the story you just mentioned, it's a big story. It's very strong and it's very extreme. But every day, I think in our little lives, we have our own Stockholm syndrome. We find difficult to set ourselves apart, to get away from bad places, from bad situations, from bad feelings as well. The escape, sometimes escaping from ourselves, sometimes is the hardest thing that you have to do. And I just started to elaborate on this idea, and I remember that as well. When I was a teenager, I was coming from a bad place, because I thought I was growing up in a very bad place. I thought I was coming from a bad place, and I remember how liberating it was finally to feel the freedom. And the freedom doesn't necessarily has to come with the idea of living a place, but freedoms can just be in yourself, with yourself. So this was going on in my mind, and we came up with the characters of two young siblings, a brother and sister, raised by their father in this house in the middle of the woods, and the father don't want them to have contact with the rest of the world, and how at one point of the story they actually have to decide whether they want to keep on living that way, or if they want to cross the Black River and see what's behind the forest. And it's a very intimate story. It's just three characters and one location, and I find it very challenging, because I like that kind of film where it's all about the tension between the characters, the dialogues, the emotions, and the relationship with the locations.
Well, I really want to watch this film. Do it. What other co-producers and eventually world sales are you looking for? Do you have a particular country in mind?
Well, not necessarily. We are looking for a third, hopefully European country, and to combine, to make a European North American co-production. And we're also looking for buyers. Yeah, and don't have necessarily to be from a specific place, but the film will be shot in English, so they have to be willing to shoot the film in English and not in any other language.
If you manage to find the right third co-producer and hopefully a buyer, when do you plan to shoot?
Well, we're going to shoot in Northern Ontario in Canada, so we need the summer, otherwise it would be covered in snow. And I mean, it's fine with me, but not that much with the actors. So I think we need the summer, and so hopefully it's going to be this summer if everything it's in place, or next summer.
So thank you, Fabio, for being again with us, and I really want to watch this film. So I wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Ciao.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival and New Cinema Network for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.